donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, on the very night that Trump won the election in 2016, we told you on that very night that the next election in 2020, you would see election fraud unprecedented. There was plenty of it in 2016, but now they were really learning how to do it. And Zuckerberg and others said they were going to, they spent $500 million, okay, to overthrow the election. And we're going to keep talking about it because we have this film put out, 2,000 Mules. And so, Brett Baer, why don't you take a look and watch that film when you say, oh, where's the evidence? Where's the proof? It's right there. But you know what? I noticed those people at Fox News would not show it. They would not show it at Fox News, okay? And even the rhinos in the Republican Party, wouldn't show it. Now, I praise the good Lord for Salem Communications. Salem had the integrity, said, you know what, we're going to get the truth out, and they promoted it. And folks, now we have those videos, and we've sent out hundreds of them, hundreds already, and we haven't. We're asking a donation to help keep us on the air so we can keep bringing you information like we're bringing you right now tonight. And here what we're doing, you get for a donation of $60 or more, but you got to tell us you want the video. If you don't tell us you want the video, we won't sell it, send it, because people say, why didn't you send me a video? Well, you didn't tell us, you see. And so, just write it in there and just say, you know, would you please send me that video when you send a donation? Now, if you want to pump it up to a little bit to $75, we'll send also a surprise gift. We've got hundreds of DVDs, books and things that we've had. All of them are things that would interest you, and we'll send you a surprise gift too. So we need to do all that we can to stay in there. We don't make any money. We don't take a salary. We're doing it for the cause. We're doing it because America is in big trouble, and we're doing it because we have to get the word out and let them know that everybody's onto it, even the lying liberal media. And that 2,000 mules is the proof, and you need to show that. You need, when you get that video, and I want to thank you for you that have been sending me letters telling me that you have been showing it, and I thank you so much. So with that, here's a little clip about election fraud. We'll be back right after this.
I promised that this was going to be a barn burner, that this could be the end of Chris Ray, and I stand by that this morning. We released documents, Steve, and thank God for this whistleblower who stepped forward. We hear about the FBI. We know that people are holding information. We know they're not telling the truth. Well, today we have the truth. Today we have a whistleblower who stepped forward. This whistleblower released documents from the Kansas City Proud Boys. They were infiltrated on January 6th. We have an infiltrator who was working with the FBI. We have his name. We posted that this morning. His name is James Knowles, and he was working with the Proud Boys. He was with the group for several months. He went there on January 6th, and the most important thing that we've released this morning, Steve, is that he wrote a report, turned it over to the FBI, and he exonerated the Proud Boys. He exonerated Trump supporters. He said they were not planning anything. This was not a conspiracy. They were. They went into the U.S. Capitol, and after 30 minutes, they told their supporters, "Hey, let's pick up the trash and get out of here." They listened to the police. They did not break through any barriers. This is all in his statements. And Steve, I have the actual emails and text messages that he was sending to the FBI from January 6th, when he was outside the U.S. Capitol. The first text message, this will take just 30 seconds. I want to read through a couple of these. The first text message says...
Take your time and read them all.
Thank you, Steve. He said, the Proud Boys did not do it. They did not inspire. He goes on, the crowd did as a herd mentality. It was not organized. his FBI handler writes back, copy, nobody knows here what you're talking about. What happened? So Mr. Knowles says, the barriers were taken down at the Capitol building. The crowd surged forward, almost to the building now. And his handler says, copy, let me know if any threats of violence are made. He goes on and continues and says, his handler says, are you okay? He says, yes, I'm safe, I'm okay. The Kansas City Proud Boys helped de-escalate the issues in the Capitol building between Trump supporters and cops. We entered 30 minutes after the building was breached, told people to stop acting like anarchists, told some people to start bagging trash from where they threw trash cans at the cops, along with a woman who was saying the same thing to the protesters. Grabbed a guy by the soldiers who was trying to throw a chair at a cop right before the cops retreated down the stairs to the entrance of the House of Reps. Told people to stop at the doors. So he goes on and basically says the Proud Boys had, there was no conspiracy. There was no plan. They weren't there to overthrow the government. They were there to support the rallies, to defend these Trump supporters from Antifa. And so it's all here in writing. Now, what's amazing is, Steve, the FBI has ignored this, right? They're lying to the American people. They have this evidence. They have it right here. We put it all up on the Gateway Pundit today. It's our featured image.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay. It's everything. So here's a couple of questions. By the way, it's just like they've had the – and somebody called them out over the weekend. It may have been you. They've had the hard drive from hell. They've had the laptop from hell since – December of 2019. We're 2.5 years into this and they've done nothing, right? So this thing is so powerful, so explosive. How did you verify? How do we know that a James Knowles actually exists and he's not some op that's there to crush Gateway Pundit by putting it up? How have you verified this?
Well, Steve, we have had this information for several days. We had our attorneys look over it. We also have, again, this was a fraud. It's like 90 pages. We have the whole document he turned in. We have his text messages. We have audio transcripts. It's all included in our report at the Gateway Pundit. Again, it's our featured story at the Gateway Pundit. So I hope your readers and listeners.
Will you make a copy of the, will you turn this over to Liz Cheney or to the committee to make sure Benny Thompson, since Ray clearly hasn't made it public, will you turn this over to the committee?
You know, we'll have to send them an email this afternoon or later this morning and send this to Liz Cheney. You know, Liz has never spoken about Roseanne Boylan getting killed that day. She's never said anything, as far as I'm aware, about Ashley Babbitt or the two other men who were killed or died, the Trump supporters. But they do lie about the five police officers who died that day. None of that is true. Not one word of that is true. So maybe someday they'll start actually getting to what actually happened instead of inventing stories and using secondhand narratives from low-level advisors to Mark Meadows and others. So, again, this is explosive information. They're trying to bring down Trump, as we know. Unfortunately, Steve, our heart goes out to you. Our prayers are with you and others who've been caught up in this. But again, they have the information.
I'm an Irishman. I love a fight, right? you know, you never know. Maybe some of this stuff will come up in testimony. You never know in the future. Jim, we got to bounce. How do people get to Gateway Pundit? Everybody's got to read this story. And more importantly, the War Room Posse has to share this.
TheGatewayPundit.com. We're on Getter. We're on Trump Social. We're on Telegram. We're on Facebook, Instagram. And again, thank you, Steve, for everything you do.
Alrighty, we are back, and you know, before I go any further, I just wanted to say our most sincere condolences. Joe, do you remember when Frosty, Alan Hopewell, used to call in here all the time, and he would say, "Stay
sure,
Frosty."
Just remember, you know, everybody, stay Frosty, my friends.
Yeah, well, Frosty's wife Tracy died Friday at 5 p.m., and so we just want to say our most sincere condolences to Alan and the family of him and his wife Tracy and the friends. I believe she died of cancer. I'm not sure, but I think it was. And so, Anyhow, again, Alan, if you're out there listening, our most sincere condolences to you and your family. God bless. All right, Joe, what we just heard him talk about, and he mentioned in there, was Senator Ron Johnson said the FBI had Hunter Biden's computer since December of 2019. They haven't done squat with it. Now, here, he was on that Marie Bartolona program, and here's what he says. Hunter Biden was well aware of the fact that his activity were red flags and certainly could have triggered suspicious activity reports to the Treasury Department. Again, this is information of his own laptop off of the iCloud backup from the iPhone, but he was highly concerned about payments he was making to non-residents, people who appeared to be East European prostitutions or human trafficking ring. Those that were going to flag these type of transactions. Of course, we're seeing that Joe Biden apparently paid $30,000 to $100,000 unwittingly, maybe unwittingly, but he continued to funnel money to Hunter Biden. The fact of the matter is Hunter Biden's computer is a treasure trove of information. Now, remember, there was a fellow here that we had on here, about a year ago. He had gotten a hold of that, and he talked about some of the things he was hiding, I believe in Switzerland, where he was hiding because he was, you know, afraid for his life.
Right, but he was trying to go through some of that stuff.
His name was Max something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were pulling more and more off. He says, he goes on here to say, we don't have equal justice. We have a two-tiered justice system, one that will treat with kids' gloves and cover up all the Democrats and their powerful friends and the elites. Because the FBI is no longer independent, it's simply a part of the Democratic Communist Party. And Obama did this. Remember, from 2008 to 2016, we continued to tell people what Obama was doing.
Yeah, how he was doing now. Look what he's doing now. He was giving firearms to teachers, to people in the Department of Education, and places that had no need for, you know, concealed carry weapons and
the IRS
buying ammunition for the. What did the IRS need thousands of rounds of ammunition?
He was right, and here it wasn't the teachers. It was the teachers' union in that they were buying it. Because all right, and here again. So we do not have a Justice Department. We got a very, very, very dirty cop, Merrick Garland. He is as corrupt gets. He is every bit as corrupt as anybody that Justice Department has ever prosecuted. Merrick Garland, that's the reality.
That, and we have it, it's even a little worse than that. Remember the term, somebody got borked? It was a term came when Judge Bork was turned down from the Supreme Court. They just went after him. They did not want a conservative, so they did everything they could to destroy him. Well, the new term now is nobody wants to be Giuliani. Anybody that stood up like General Flynn for Donald Trump, they've gone after. And the deep state, using the Department of Justice, using the FBI, using the intelligence agencies, go after these people, put them up on false charges. They end up going, well, like Judge Flynn, had to go bankrupt to pay the legal bills and all the fines. And, those attorneys in Washington cost hundreds of dollars an hour. And what they've done, like Giuliani, they destroy people, their reputation, they break them financially, and they've been, what's happened? We saw that with attorneys that were trying to put information out there on the election, showing that, yes, the election was stolen from Trump, and I can't think of the one lady's name, but she had all kinds of stuff that she got and wanted to present to the courts, and they went after her, and they shut her down because there was so much money, so many powerful groups and attorneys and judges, And so now the new thing is nobody wants to speak up and defend Trump or go after certain things because they'll be Giuliani'd. They'll be destroyed professionally, financially, and, you know, nobody wants to go through that personally. And this is one of the biggest dangers in our country right now, and I don't have an answer for how we're going to get away from it unless we can destroy the deep state.
Well, here it is. You know, and this is one of the things I'm going to be speaking on, you know, because we keep talking and people say, look, you know, there's no hope. We're surrounded. They've got the FBI against us. They've got the CIA against us, the NEA against us. That we've got all of the mainstream media is against us. You've got big corp now, woke corporations. They're all against us. The entire world has gone anti-Christ against us. But here's the point. Is God still on the throne?
Yes.
Is he in complete control?
Yes.
Is he still calling the shots?
Yes. And if he is for us, who can be against us?
That's right. And now there's something that people need to know, too, because all you're hearing about is what the deep state's doing. But the white hats are out there, and the white hats are doing some things, too, but they're keeping it very, very under
wraps. Because
right.
they don't want to be Giuliani and a few other things. They are using some subterfuge.
Right. And but they're there, and the opposition knows it. The opposition, believe me, they're worried. Remember when Chucky Schumer said to President Trump, if you take on the intelligence agencies, they got six ways to Sunday to get you. In other words, basically...
Yeah.
Talking about, you know...
Schumer actually told the truth. Do you realize something? He actually told the truth for a change?
Yeah, I bet if he'd have thought about that, he was a possibility that he was going to tell the truth, he might have not have, because...
he gave away the store, kind of, didn't he?
Yeah, well, we saw that, but Trump, you know, had enough integrity to say, you know what, we got to clean this swamp. This swamp is, you know, and he was absolutely right. Now, I had to laugh tonight. The irony on Fox News where they were talking about on what they call the Five or whatever, or
the show's called the Five. Yeah.
Well, no, that wasn't the one. The one I was thinking about was the one that comes on at 6 p.m. in Eastern Time here. But you had this Mara, that woman Mara, and she was on there. I can't remember her last name, but she's a liberal. She's a Democrat. And she was saying that as bad as the polls are for Joe Biden, he's still ahead of Trump in the polls. That is a lie told by a liar. That is a lie told by a liar. And the whole idea, and now because you'll hear them pick that up, and that'll be their narrative. It's a lie. They know it's a lie, but they'll repeat that lie over and over and over. Did you see the Trump rally in Anchorage, Alaska, Saturday?
No, I didn't.
There were people lined up, standing there for a day. They were there waiting for a whole day. As far as the eye could see, you saw people waiting to get into that rally. Thousands and thousands. Somebody told me it was the biggest rally he's had yet. I don't know, 50, 60. Yeah, Anchorage, Alaska, yeah. And, I mean, it was just huge, the amount of people that were there. Biden couldn't draw a crowd like that. Even if he announced he was going to quit, they wouldn't come out to cheer him on, okay? And so
that's a good line. He couldn't get a big crowd if he was going to quit.
Yeah. And so
that'd be the biggest crowd he could draw.
Probably, yeah. Anyhow, let's do some lightning rounds here.
All right.
Whilst you were distracted by Boris Yeldon resigning in the UK, government quietly, the UK government quietly published a report confirming, listen to this, Joe, that the vaccinated account for 94% Of all COVID deaths since April, 90% of which were the triple, quadruple jabbed, in other words. And so here's a report that was quietly published by the UK government just hours before Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation, reveals that COVID-19 deaths have risen dramatically among the triple vaccinated population in England over the past couple of months, whilst declining drastically among the unvaccinated population, with the most recent figures showing that the vaccinated population in England accounted for a shocking 94% of all COVID deaths in April and May, and 90% of those were among the triple, quadruple vaccinated population. Well, you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
No, you sure won't. It just, the lies continue. Well, it was like another story you won't hear. They did a survey where very liberal people were asked, over 1,000 of them, how many black men last year were killed by the police? Well, over 50% of them said 1,000. And almost 10% of them said about 10,000. The actual answer was 19. You see, there were far, far more white men killed by the police than black men. There were only 19, but the perception, because of the way the media does their narrative, you've been talking about, you know, they were guessing anywhere between 1,000 and 10,000 black men killed by police, but it was less than 20. And this is what they do with everything, no matter what topic you can come up with, the environment, guns, Second Amendment, you name it, the COVID, everything's a narrative, nothing is the truth. And that's why we're here, because somebody has to keep coming back with the truth, right?
Well, here's some truth. Listen to this. Can't make this stuff up. Here's an article by Julian Conradson. And she says this up. Pfizer asked court to dismiss whistleblower lawsuit because the U.S. government was aware of the vaccine fraud. Of course they were there, a part of it. In its latest attempts to bury the evidence of criminal malpractice related to the development of its experimental mRNA COVID vaccine, Pfizer has reportedly filed a motion to dismiss a whistleblower lawsuit alleging the vaccine maker and two of its contractors manipulated data and committed other acts of fraud during clinical trials. The case has been placed on hold pending judicial review. Instead of claiming innocence or that the charges were fabricated, lawyers for the pharmaceutical giant argued that the lawsuit, which was filed under the False Claims Act, should be dropped entirely because the U.S. government was fully aware of the fraud being committed during the development of the Pfizer mRNA jab. According to whistleblower Brooke Jackson's lawyer, who spoke with the Children's Health Defense about the case, Pfizer claims they can get away with fraud as long as the government would write them a check despite knowing about the fraud. Attorney Robert Barnes said before adding that Pfizer, one of the most criminally fined drug companies in the world, wants to weaken the laws that hold them accountable. Now, how can they, look, we don't have a Justice Department. No. You don't have a Justice Department. I wonder how much Merrick Garland and that got. I mean, you know, how much do these guys get, you know, kicked back?
When he gets out of that job, he'll be filthy rich. He'll get speaking fees and all kinds of things that he may not get right now, but he will be getting. That's what they do, is after the fact they get all kinds of good deals.
Well, here's a little good news. Here's some good news. Now, listen to this. Now, this is an article by Pro-Trump News. It's called Pro-Trump News. Parents resist. Only 1.3 of eligible kids under 5 have gotten COVID vaccines. That is good news.
Yeah.
Very few American children are getting vaccinated, according to newly released data. Joe, do you think maybe the parents are starting to actually care for their children? Care about them. You know, they're I notice more and more of them are pulling them out of the public school.
Waking up to the danger that they've been lied to, they've been deceived, and they're finally waking up from their stupor. That was one of my things clear back in the 90s with, you know, you get your children out of the public school system. We have two Americas, the, you know, one created by the founding fathers or new socialist America. And I remember back, you remember Mark Tucker working with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
It was 1993. The great opportunity in front of the country now is to remold the entire American system to create a new socialist America by restructuring America education, which will restructure our economy and form of government. That was Mark Tucker telling the world 1993 what they wanted to do, he and Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, this battle has been going on a long, long time.
All right. Let me read a little bit of this article. Uptake of COVID-19 vaccines have been low so far for young children, with a small fraction of those newly eligible for vaccine receiving only one, according to new data. In a pair of moves in June, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which have gone totally corrupted, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Oh, by the way, did you know that two major companies who do not require, like the military, where they're dismissing 60,000 soldiers for not taking the kill shot?
Yep.
But two major corporations do not require their employees to take the kill shot. One is Pfizer, and the other is the CDC.
You want to repeat that? It almost sounds like...
Two major corporations that do not require their employees to take the kill shot is Pfizer. And, I mean, there's more than two, but two of the major, and the CDC is...
And the CDC itself,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Made the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines available to children for 6 months to 5 years of age. I recommend that virtually every child in the age group get the kill shot. But
right.
Parents have been hesitant to get their child a vaccine. According to the newly released data, just 1.3% of children under 5 have received one or two doses of a vaccine from the CDC show. There you go. That's great. That's good news.
That is good news. It's so, you talk about irony. Here is this company that's pushing vax on the youngest, most vulnerable people in America, yet they did not force their own employees to take the vaccine that they create, that they are selling. If people would just think about it, if it were that great, you would want all those wonderful employees to be totally vaxxed and protected if it was really that good.
You can't, Joe, they can't afford to have them sick and dying. They need them to keep making the poison.
Yeah.
And there you go. And so here.
That's the truth.
Absolutely. Now, let's keep going with some of these articles we had here. I wanted to see very quickly that are killing people while destroying the country. Okay. Must see Ben Burgum from Real America's Voice explains how leftless policies are killing people while destroying the country. He made a video, and that's all I can say about the video, but there you go. Ben Burgum, Real America's Voice. Well, we've known that. We know that they're purposely. We have been talking about the depopulation program since the 80s. We've been talking about it since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know, going back to that, when you mentioned the Army is cutting their 40,000 National Guard, 22,000 reserve soldiers who refuse to be vaxxed. We are having we talked about this, I believe, a week or so ago. The Army cannot recruit enough people. They're way short in their recruiting. They've dropped requirements from you can have tattoos, you can They've changed the health standards. You don't have to have a high school diploma.
Or not even a GED.
Yeah, not even a GED. And now they're giving a $50,000 bonus because nobody wants to be a part of this woke military. And all of a sudden, too, people realize I don't want to be forced to take an experimental vaccine that may give me heart problems at my age at, 19, 20 years old. Nobody wants this. And here we talked about Biden destroying the military. This ready reserve is our first line of defense to back up our military. And then the National Guard, we saw in Afghanistan, we saw everywhere there's been a war, we've needed the Guard, we've needed the ready reserve. It's been a huge, important part of our military force. And here we're going to lose 60,000 of some of our already trained, ready-to-go troops who have their jobs that are experts, And right now we can't replace these people.
All right, Joe, we're going to a break. When we come back, let's talk about if you give away $85 billion, you've given away more military equipment than most countries in the world own.
Right.
If you give that away to your enemies, what are you doing to your country? We'll be back after this.
I've ever been.
All right, one of these days I'll fly away too, and gonna have victory over gravity. Oh, there you go, Joe. Do you recognize who the artists were in that record?
There was a faint familiarity in one of the voices.
Well, that was Julie Daner, and with a very beautiful voice, and yours truly. But guess who wrote the song? Guess who wrote the song?
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. How did you know? Hey, guess what?
I did most of those songs.
I was
the one that said, if you want to really sound good, sing with an angel, and you must have taken my advice because you sang with a couple of the most beautiful voices.
Yeah,
when you did some of those songs. So you're a smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? We prayed for Frosty's missus, and now Frosty's in the air. Hey, Frosty.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everyone.
How are you, my friend? I haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Oh, I know, and I've been remiss, and I apologize for that. Me, I'm fine. I have work to do. I'm still here because my job is not finished. My Tracy's job in this life was done, and he took her home. That's where she is right now.
She flew away, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
She flew away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, she did. She died of renal failure, Pastor.
Okay.
She'd been sick for a while, and she's out of pain now. She's with her mother and father, the two babies that she lost, and so many people who've gone on before us. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers and their wishes. And that's one thing I want to talk to everybody about right now is prayer. The Bible says that the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. Pray that the good and the righteous stand firm and that the wicked be brought low. This country was ordained by God. No, we are not Israel. We do not replace Israel. But God has his hand on this nation. Pray that he keep his hand there, that he strengthen those who want to keep this country strong, to get rid of the things that pollute and poison our nation and our children. We already got rid of a 50-year shame upon this nation. It's gone. Let's keep going. Let's keep praying. Let's stay frosty. I bid you all good night and Godspeed.
All right. Thanks, Frosty. God bless. You know, the point is there's power in prayer. This is why we always try to encourage people to pray with us. There's power in prayer. Okay, God wouldn't have told us that if it wasn't true. And again, I wanted to say something else. And of course, this is going to be one of my themes. You know, when I'm preaching and the message was, don't be disheartened. Do not. One of the tactics of the enemy is to try to discourage you, try to make you think there's no hope. You're outnumbered. You're surrounded. Hey, folks, listen. Remember the founding fathers, you know, that fellow named George Washington? He started out with an army of 500 men, and he was facing an army of 50,000. If God is with you, no one can stand against you. And the cause is for Christ, they can't stand against you. And besides that, we know how it ends, right? We got the book, and God is always right. And the Lord says what? Touch not my anointed.
Anointed, yeah.
And he makes it pretty clear that there's a price to pay for doing that. So anyhow, just remember this, you know, because Joe, they're talking, again, that chatter is still out there. And I'm talking about there's some very high-ranking fellow former military men who really feel because of some of the information that's been there, that come November, Biden is ready to surrender America's sovereignty. That Austin and Milley and the others will say, we cannot possibly win a war with China. And they know that China has, for some reason, they have got like 900 big cargo ships, and they've loaded them with things like drones and missiles and things. And not only that, but we know that there's been a troops, Russian and Chinese troops, coming in down in Panama in Central America. And they're being deployed there. So, again, there's a lot of that a lot of speculation that they might try to surrender. Now, remember, America is a country of 300 million armed people. 300 million armed people. That's a lot of armed people, Joe.
Sure is.
And
a lot of good Americans are more than willing to fight for their country. They might not want to fight for Joe Biden, but they'll fight for the country.
And like that song we played, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
Amen.
And so there you go. So that's what's happening. But look, the main thing is to petition the Lord daily. You know, the Apostle Paul says when it comes to prayer, continuously. The Lord Jesus made it very clear. God answers prayer. Earnest, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys if you see a correlation, you know, this is a little bit of a long shot between where the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? And then his opening line to Job is, where were you when I did this, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see any correlation between those two responses or communications?
I think the question was God was making the point very clear in both cases. You know, I mean, he was telling them with Cain, it was a little different. No, it was different because Cain was blood guilty. Job was a righteous man. Job was a righteous man, but God's point to Job was, look, who are you and who am I? Who are you and who am I? Here's this is not on that level, but I have some guys that are the lefties, and they will call, and some of them are apostate, real apostate. You know, they're not Christians; they're apostate, but they profess to be Christians. But everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, they'll embrace, and they will call. They will call, and every now and then I'll take a call just to have a little fun with one of them. But they'll call to tell me the way I should be preaching, what I should be saying, what God's Word, the Bible, really teaches, to try to correct me because I don't know what I'm talking about, right? And I always remind them, every day you listen to me, but I never listen to you. Now, there's a reason for that, isn't there? And that's all I have to remind them of. Okay? And so, but that's a mindset. And that's what God was doing with Job. But what he was doing with Cain was saying, gotcha. Gotcha, Cain.
And also in Job, God could see the situation, and I think he allowed a lot of that to happen so that we all could learn a very wonderful, valuable lesson. And Job was, in a way, teaching us. And it's something God allowed to happen so that we, those of us down the road, could learn.
Right. Absolutely.
One other thing on Job that always impressed me was when one of the last guy came in, he said, yeah, you guys are intelligent, but I'm intelligent also. You know? So in other words, like even then you had people that thought they were smarter than thou back then.
Well, you had his friends that had good intentions, but, you know, again, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Knowledge. And God was trying to give Job the knowledge.
Well, that but his friends, when they came, Job had actually taught his friends a lesson. And remember how that ends. God tells Job's friends that you better hope that Job forgives you, because if he doesn't, you're in big trouble. Okay, remember, he made them go to Job and apologize and beg for mercy because of the way they treated Job. And remember, God honored Job and replaced everything that he had lost, doubled. And so, but the point that he made, in fact, I think in that, one of those passages in Job, I think, was a very interesting, one of the most interesting in the book of Job was when it was referring to here, this Job's, one of his friends was speaking, and he was talking about from the devil, but he had no idea, and he... let me see if I can find that. Let me go over there, because I always thought this was a very interesting passage of Scripture. And I believe what I'm looking for is in Job chapter 4, if I remember right, verses, I think starting with verse 12. Now, here it is. Yeah, listen. Now, this is Eliphaz. Remember old Eliphaz was one of his friends. He came to Job, and... he says to Job, well, earlier he had said no one, well, let me go back to verse 6. Is it not the fear of thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of the ways? Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent. So Eliphaz in his wisdom is telling Job that innocent people, you know, never perish. Well, we know that's not true, right?
Right.
And here, today, I heard Joe Biden making a statement about how many children are killed in this country. What was he trying to say? The biggest killer of children in this country was guns or something, but that was a lie. Abortion.
Oh, yeah.
Abortion by far is the biggest killer of children. Democrats are the biggest killer of children in this country. But here's what Eliphaz says. Now, a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof, in the thoughts from visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which which made my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants. And the angels he charged with folly. How much less than them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They're destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom. Well, here, Eliphaz, in this dream, it was the devil that came to him in a dream. He thought it was God. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The old deluder Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Guess what, Joe? We have 4 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do it?
I sure can. And I wanted to start by reminding the Frosty's call. And Frosty was so sure he knows where his wife is. And she's in the arms of Jesus, and he's sure because she was born again. And Scripture tells us that you know by the fruit whether or not something was successful. And when we are born again, we become this new creation. If you're a man or a woman, Scripture said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I was in hospice, and I know one thing. It was so different when I was called to go in some place where you had a born-again believer, and the family knew, yes, they were sorry to lose a loved loved one, but at the same time there was joy knowing that that person's suffering would be over, that they would be in the arms of Jesus, they would have eternal happiness, and that we would all be able to join them soon, someday in heaven. And you go in and talk to a non-believer, and it's really difficult. Everything's different. The most important thing you can do is to become that new creation, to become born again. And that it's a simple act, really. It's taking Jesus up on his offer of salvation. You call upon the Lord, you call upon the Father, and you say that you are sorry for your sins. You have to truly repent from the heart. This is the secret. You are truly sorry that your sins put Jesus Christ on that cross at Calvary, that he went there to take and die a death for you, took your place, my place, on that cross, paid the price for our sin. The wages of sin is death. And you call upon the Father and you say, Father, I am so sorry. Forgive me that my sins put your son on that cross. Forgive me. I want Jesus to become my Lord. I want him to be Lord of my life. I want him to become all of my life without any reservation. I want to give myself to him and accept his offer of salvation. And then you ask that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God to come and dwell in you. Remember, Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. He's in us by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And with that Holy Spirit, we become that new creation, that new creature. We become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life and in salvation. And basically, our fleshly bodies, we are given a new heart. We are, in a way, crucified with Christ. We will die, but we will be born again, resurrected when the time comes for us to leave our physical body.
And we got God's word on that, don't we, Joe?
We sure do.
And then we'll have all of eternity. But right now, we don't have any time at all. We're running out of time for tonight, and that's why we always give that invitation. We want the people to remember that's the last thing they hear before their head hits the pillow. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 let's do it, Joe. Keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.